This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Abam. We continue in Daf Ashura. We're learning Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Gemara said as follows. The Gemara was discussing a case. The Gemara wanted to know, what is the halacha about whether Kedushin is toifes to a woman who is Zakuk Liyibam? So Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yanai said, "Ein kedushin toifsin to Yavama." So Rabbi Yochanan said, "It's a beferish mishnah, because if a man says that I'm married to you after your Yavam gives you chalitza, then einu mekudeshes. Why? Because you cannot effectuate a kedushin to a woman who is zakuk liibam." So Rabbi Yanai said, "Of course, I did the heavy lifting for you. I aroused the idea in your mind, so that's why you thought of it. But if I would not have pointed it out to you, then you never would have come up with this explanation that the reason why it's not a good kedushin is because kedushin is not toifes to yavama. Rather, you would have thought that the reason why it's not a good kedushin is because it's davar shalom ba'la'ayla. Maybe that's why it's not a kedushin." Anyway, the Gemara then said that Reish Lakish said, "I would have said a simpler pshat in this Mishnah. I would have said the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva who says kedushin is not toifes to chayv elavin. How do you know kedushin is not toifes to yavama? Maybe I'll tell you really kedushin is toifes to yavama. However, this goes according to Rabbi Akiva that kedushin is not toifes to chayv elavin." To which the Gemara says it can't be Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva happens to hold that adam makna davar shaloi bala oilam. So the Gemara says, how do I know? The Tanah we learned in the Mishnah, koinam she'eni oisa leficha. If a woman says to her husband, my handiwork should be usher to you as a neder, ain't sarach lahafer. You don't have to annul such a neder. The neder is not chal. The woman is zaka. The woman is meshubed to give her handiwork to the husband. So if a woman says, I usher my handiwork to you, the husband does not have to annul that neder because the neder is not chal in the first place. But Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says yafer. The Rabbi Kiva says you do have to annul the vow because shema ta'adif alav yosim in haroilai. Because maybe she'll produce more than the norm. And if she produces more than the norm, then that is not something that she is meshubet to her husband. And in that case, whatever is in excess of what she would normally produce, which is not meshubet to the husband, that's something, therefore, he would have to annul the vow so that she doesn't, in fact, aser that handiwork upon him. Now, here's the question. That means you could be, according to Rabbi Kiva, you could be mefer, a neder. I could be mefer, a neder. And I could say that in case you make more money than the norm, then, and you wanted to aser it on me, I hereby annul the vow on handiwork that you make that is more than the norm. But she didn't do the work yet. So doesn't that mean a person could effectuate a transaction on something that's loy ba'la oilam? So from here we see Rabbi Kiva holds, adam makna davar shalab ba'la oilam. Otherwise, how could the husband be mefer a neder on handiwork that the woman didn't even earn yet? How could he effectuate any kind of chalois, any kind of effectuation on something that's not in the world yet? Doesn't that mean that Rabbi Kiva holds adam makna davar shaloi bal oilam? Otherwise, how could he be mefer a neder on future handiwork? Amar Rav Huna braid to Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, said, be'oimeres, where she says, yikatshu yadai la'oisehem. It's not talking about where she makes a vow. In other words, let's think about what the vow the woman made was. She's making a vow. She asers koinam. She asers as a neder on her future handiwork. So the indication that Adam makna davar shelo ba'olam is really from the woman, the fact that the woman could prohibit her future handiwork. The Gemara says, no, that's not a raya Adam makna davar shelo ba'olam, because it's not that she is prohibiting future handiwork, she's actually prohibiting her hands, and her hands are in the world. In other words, the yadayim that she's prohibiting are currently in the world. Ha'idmar Allah, Amar Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, we learnt on it, Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua says, Ba'oimeres, where she says, Yekadshu yadi la'oisehem. I aser my hands to their creator. The yadayim isnuhu ba'ama, because the hands are in the world. And therefore, there's no proof that Rabbi Kiva holds Adam makna davar shelo ba'olam, because in this case, she's not ossering her future handiwork, but rather she is ossering her hands that are here, and what she's ossering the item which is extant currently. It says Gemara, Upliga de Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. This argues on Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, the Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Huna, Karav. Rav Huna holds like Rav. Virav Karav Yanai. V'Rav Yanai k'Rav Chia, V'Rav Chia k'Rebi, V'Rebi k'Rav Meir, V'Rav Meir k'Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, V'Rav Lezer ben Yaakov k'Rav Yakiva, Da'amar Adam makna davar shaloi bala oilam. That we have an explicit tradition that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said that in fact Rabbi Akiva holds a person could be makna davar shaloi bala oilam. Now there are a few difficulties here, because just knowing the history, Rav was a direct Talmud of Rebbe. Rav Meir was a direct Talmud. Rabbi Kiva was a direct Talmud of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is a direct Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. And why there are all these intermediary steps between Rav and Rebbe, or between Rav Meir and Rabbi Akiva, is a little bit unclear. But anyway, there seems to be an opinion of Nachman Yitzchak that in fact Rabbi Kiva holds Adam makna davar shelo ba'olam. Now the Gemara says, V'Rav Huna mayhu. How do I know Rav Huna holds Adam makna davar shelo ba'olam? De'idmar, we learned, Hamoichar peroiz deka l'chaveiroi, one who sells the fruits of a palm tree to their friend. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, "Ad shaloi ba'u la'olam, before they come to the world, yachalach sabai, you could retract, because you could be makne now davar shaloi ba'u la'olam for when they are ba'u la'olam, but until they're ba'u la'olam, you could always retract on it. But misha ba'u la'olam, once they come to the world, in yachalach sabai, you can't retract. That means it's an effective kinyan. So, in other words, let's say somebody sells it during the rainy season. Rashi says fruits." For when they come to the world, if you want to retract before they come to the world, then you can. But once they come to the world, so the sale is chal. Bottom line is, you see, Adam makna davar shelo ba'olam. So that shows Rav Huna holds Adam makna davar shelo ba'olam. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says, even when the fruits are extant, you could retract. Because, you know, the makna davar shelo ba'olam. But Amar Rav Nachman, my din, I agree, the ishamit va'achel, that if the seller slips off fruits and eats it, we don't take it away from him. Because the fact that he's taking fruits means that the seller is moichel the fruits. Now, mechila won't transfer it to the buyer, but once the buyer ate it, Mechila will sort of negate any obligation he has. So Rav Nachman holds Eino Adam Makna Davar Shalai Ba'olam, but Rav Huna holds Adam Makna Davar Shalai Ba'olam. Rav, how do I know Rav holds Adam Makna Davar Shalai Ba'olam? The Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Rav Huna said, then Rav, Amil Chaveroi. So he says to his friend, Sada Zu Sha'ani Lo Keach, this field that I'm buying, Le'kisha Ekachena, when I buy it, knu yalach, it should be owned by you. May achshav from now. Kana, it's a good kinyan. So we see Rav holds Adam makna davar shelo ba'olam. Rav Yanai k'Rav Chia. Rav Yanai holds like Rav Chiya. How do I know they both hold Adam Makna Dover Shalav Bala Olam? The Rav Yanai Havalei Arisa. Rav Yanai had a sharecropper. The Hava Maisilei, that this sharecropper brought to Rav Yanai, Kinta de Peri Komali Shavasa, a basket of fruits every Friday. This is Machlokes Rishayim. Was he bringing Rav Yanai's fruits, or was the sharecropper giving a batana to Rav Yanai from the sharecropper's own fruits? Hahu Yama Nagale. One day it was, the sharecropper was running late. Vlayasi didn't come. Here's a problem. He could still come on Shabbos. The thing is, you can't take off Masras on Shabbos. So if he comes on Shabbos, Rav Yanai won't be able to eat the fruits because they're a tevel. So Rav Yanai wanted to take off the maestros from the fruits before he got it. So Shokal Esar Miperi the base. He took maestro from the fruits of his house. Alayu on the future fruits that he was going to get. Asa Lekamed Rav Chiya. So Rav Yanai came before Rav Chiya. Amar Lei, Rav Chiya said, Shapra Avadata, you did well. The Tanya, because we learned in a Braisa, we darsh in the Pasuk, Leman Tilmad Liyiras Hashem Lekecha Galayam, so that you should learn to fear the Lord your God all the days, Elu Shabbosos V'yamim Tovim, which means you need to be careful not to be mevatel oineg Shabbos because of not being mesakein tevel. So it says Leman Tilmad. It says by Truma and Meiser V'yachalta Lefnei Hashem Leman Tilmad Liyiras Hashem Aleikecha Kol Hayomim. This refers to Shabbos and Yom Tov. You need to make sure you are mafresh, you're Truma and Meiser, before Shabbos and Yom Tov. So when Shabbos and Yom Tov comes, you'll be able to have proper Oineg Shabbos. The bottom line is, it seems to be saying, you're allowed to do some kind of technique to be mafresh, Truma and Meiser, in order to enjoy fruits on Shabbos. So the Gemara wants to know, L'mai Yochasa, what exactly is this pasuk coming to tell you that you should do what? If it's telling you to take off ma'aser on Shabbos, it's shrichkra l'mishri total d'rabbanan. Do I need a pasuk to permit an iser d'rabbanan? Now, what iser is it talking about? If it's saying that even though it's Shabbos, you could take off Maaser, it's obvious. Do I need a Pasuk? Rashi says, to matter tiltul d'rabbanan. Now, the tiltul, Rashi learns, is referring to Hafrashas Maaser, not the Isser of Muksa, but rather the Isser of Hafrashas Maaser, which is only a d'rabbanan. In other words, it would be very odd that the Pasuk is saying, oh, you're allowed to take off Truma Maaser on Shabbos. Why not? The Midaraisa, you're allowed to. Elamai Midrabanan, you're not allowed to. Would the Pasuk be addressing a Drabanan? The Pasuk is not even aware of a Drabanan. So it can't be saying that on Shabbos, if you didn't take off your Truma Maaser, you should do so on Shabbos. Why would I think you can't? Because of Drabanan? The Torah is pre the Drabanan. So what is the Pasuk saying? Ella, rather, the Pasuk must be saying that Elalav ki hai gavna, like the following circumstance, like we just said, we're in a situation where Shabbos is coming and you still did not, we're not mafresh, Truma Maaser, because you didn't get the produce yet. You could pre-remove Truma Maaser before you get the produce, because Adam Makna Davar Shalab Ba'alaylam. Rashi says, the Mutal Asar Ma Shalab Ba'alaylam. Elav ki haiga.
Why do you need a pasuk then? Shouldn't this be a right the other way? In this case, there's a bizon der pasuk saying that it's mutter. That's a raya. That in general, that it's not.
You're saying that if this pasuk is saying adam makna davar shalay bala oilam, then it has nothing. Then it has nothing to do with oinik Shabbos.
No, I'm saying that this should be a raya that in general we don't say adam makna shalay bala oilam.
Well, actually,
this is only bedafka by truma.
Usually, if
by
you
Meister.
Right, usually if you have a pasuk that says something, we usually, if we can, we use it legufe. It sounds like I would have thought you can't. So the pasuk is saying you can, and then we learn from there to everywhere that adam makna davar shalav ba'olam. But you're asking, but it sounds like it's a special heter because of Oineg Shabbos, which implies that without the heter of Oineg Shabbos, you would not be allowed to. That Tosus asks this question. Look on the top Tosus Ayin Gimel Beis. V'kashalri demali Shabbos yom tami shar yomim. You should always be allowed to pre-take off your Truma Meisef Adam Akna Dov Shalab Al Oilam. So Tosus has a different shot that the chiddush here is it's sort of it's implicit you're being Makna Dov Shalab Al Oilam and pre-taking off. The reason why I would think you can't is it's Loy Min Amukaf. Normally you have to take off Truma Meisef from something that is nearby what you're what the produce that you're taking, you're trying to be matter. And in this case, the produce you're trying to be matter, you didn't get yet. So it's not from something in close proximity. So Mishum Oinek Shabbos, we give you a special dispensation to violate the Shaloi Min Amukaf. However, implicit here is that you can be Makna Davar Shalal Bala Oilam under all circumstances. So this is what Rabbi Yanai, when Rabbi Chia went to Rabbi Yanai, and he asked him what to do. When Rabbi Yanai went to Rabbi Chia and he asked him what to do, Rabbi Chia said, "You did good, because you're allowed to do this." Says Laman Tilmad. That is what Rabbi Chia said to Rabbi Yanai. So Rabbi Yanai said, "V'ha akaryan b'chalma," but Friday night they showed me in a dream Kana Ratzutz. The pasuk of Kana Ratzutz. It says, Kana lo ratzutz lo yishbar. The splintered cane will not break. Which seems to be referring to something negative. My lav halchi kamri li. Rev Chia. Rav Yanai said, isn't this what Hashem was showing me? That this is a reference to the pasuk in Melachim. Hine batachta lecha, behold, you have trusted al mishenes hakana haratzatz, on a support of a crushed staff, hazeh, which was a criticism that the Malchei Yisrael were given for relying. I believe that Chizkiyahu was given for relying on Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, and Paroi Melech Mitzrayim is called a Kana Ratzotz, a crushed staff. So that means it seems like Rav Yanai felt he was being criticized. So Rav Chia said, "No, lo, no, Hachi Kamilach." This is what they were saying to you: Kana Ratzotz lo Yishbar uPishta Kea lo Yichabena. A splintered staff will not break, and a weak piece of flax will not be extinguished. That's referring to the Mashiach will be so strong it will not need any support whatsoever. So Rabbi Yanai thought he was being shown a pasuk which indicated God's displeasure in him, that it was referring to the Kana Ratzutz that Chizkiyahu was criticized for leaning on Parei Melech Mitzrayim, and Rabbi Chia said, no, you're being shown the Kana Ratzutz of as reference to the Melech HaMashiach, who will not need any support to have domination. The bottom line is, this demonstrates that both Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yanai, who approved of the practice of taking off Meiser before even getting fruit, this demonstrates that they hold Adam Makne Davar Shaloi Bala Oilam. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thanks everyone for joining. We'll pick it up tomorrow, Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, and I think Hashem had a little rachmanis on us this week. Get back into the swing of things. It's a little bit of an easier amad. Habacher Behar Shlita, how are you?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.